It's pretty good. I've been so bad at these intros lately.
Yeah, you have. Jesus.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And we're about to do that thing that we do.
Every
starting
week.
Now, 3, 2, 1, go!
Go!
Orion.
Yeah.
Is it ever okay to tell someone that you know and like and appreciate as a human being that the things they are creating, if they are a creative person, you know, their artwork or music or whatever, is garbage?
Oh, no.
Is it ever okay to do that? It's probably not, right? It's, you know, don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not so good at that. I had a...
No, what happened?
I want to call it an incident, but it wasn't really an incident. Nothing really came of it. But I was on Facebook the other day, and there's a girl that I'm friends with on Facebook that we went to high school with. I don't even know if you know her, but and she fancies herself a bit of an artist these days.
No, no.
And she posts up drawings of hers and stuff. And most of the time, I don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's not listening because I don't want to hurt her feelings. But the reason most of the time I don't say anything is because it's garbage. It just is.
Yeah.
And recently she posted a photo of a drawing she was doing. It was a work in progress. And she said, she called it my first historical piece.
All right. All right.
And I'm looking at it and it's, so far, it is a really messy, really dark, really scribbly, sketchy drawing of two women possibly either standing really close to each other or possibly sharing a dress. It looks to me like they're sharing a dress. And then there's another, there's going to be, you can barely see the faint sketching of another figure in the picture. And this person is pulling down the top of the shared dress. So from the like bottom of the rib cage up, the two ladies' breasts are exposed.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's the whole picture. That's historic. What it is. Her first historical piece. And so
I don't get it.
I said, yes, the famous historical event where two chicks shared a dress while a naughty ghost pulled the top part down takes me back.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And I felt bad afterwards. And I'm not sure if I should feel bad.
Why would you feel bad?
Yeah. Well, I felt bad because like I wasn't saying this is shit, but I was puzzled by it. Like, it's not a historical piece, and I don't know what it actually is. It's a couple of ladies sharing a dress. Don't know why that ever would happen outside of, like, some wacky comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are apparently being sexually assaulted by a figure that is yet to be drawn. Later on, she commented, and she said, there's going to be a George Washington-looking person pulling them and some sort of women's rights stuff behind that.
Oh, what the fuck?
Which, like, a George Washington-looking person and some women's rights stuff behind it.
Not George Washington.
Someone who looks like him.
This is just kind of a vague historical piece. It happened sometime in the past, maybe, to someone. Maybe. sometime before 1980
maybe,
it happened.
Yeah.
And the art style reminds me kind of a little bit of the way I drew when I was like 13.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Which I know. I sound like I'm being an asshole. Maybe I am.
They put their heart and soul in this shit.
I know. And she does, too. Like, she posts this stuff, and it does, like, it. I get the impression she is feeling the thing she's drawing.
Yeah.
Which is something I really can't say about anything I've ever drawn. Like, I've never drawn something and been like, yeah, that's my heart put to paper.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm deficient there, but it reminds me a little bit of the way I drew when I was like 13, because the things I drew when I was like 13 were extremely sketchy because I had kind of learned to sketch. Because when I first started drawing, I would draw, you know, very dark lines. I'd push hard on the pencil or the pen and they'd be very defined lines, but they'd usually be very squiggly, and you know, I wouldn't be able to get the shapes I was after. So I learned to sketch, you know, where you kind of draw short little strokes that gradually form
a little
the
light,
line,
less pressure. Yeah,
but I would overdo it. Like I would, the final product would be so sketchy that it was whatever I drew looked like it was hairy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's what this looks like. Like,
God damn.
I've got it pulled up. Take a look.
Come
over. Okay. And tell me what you think of the. There's just so much scribbly line work that it's everything's lost.
It looks like a rough draft.
I guess, but it's also just
this
so dark.
This is my final piece. It looks like shit. Like it looks like when you draw something heavy in pencil.
Yeah.
And you know, you try not to disturb the lead you know, you don't want to smear it, but it smears anyway, and it looks like shit.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
I think it was drawn in some kind of pencil, but it kind of looks like somebody tried to shade something with a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all scribbles and hash marks and stuff. It's so busy that you can't make much out.
Exactly.
Everything's dark, like, the whole thing's kind of colored in, which is why I'm not sure if they're sharing a dress or not. But yeah, so I felt kind of bad about that. Do you think I did the wrong thing there? Because I think I might have. And I think I'm definitely doing the wrong thing now. Because if she does listen to this, she'll know exactly who it is and she'll feel bad. Or just be mad at me. Either way, I'm not really, that's not my
goal. Well, when it comes to shit that people are passionate about and they do get super into it and like believe in it and feel for it, it's, you know, you don't want to crush their shit. You know, by telling them it sucks. Mm-hmm. It crushes them. So you should just back off and let it go. You know, express themselves the way they want.
Do you think it would have been better or worse if I had said all the things I said now, maybe in a slightly nicer tone, but like all of the sort of critiques of it, if I'd said that stuff instead of just making a goofy joke about the subject
matter? Probably.
Do you think it would be better or worse?
Oh, better for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm not so sure. I don't think people take criticism very well.
Well, if you knock it.
Even if it's an attempt at constructive criticism, like,
that's true.
Maybe lighten up on the yeah, you know, the heavy laying on of the strokes.
And they,
you know,
take it as if you're lashing out, yeah, on their soul.
Right.
What?
You know, I'm so proud of this thing I'm doing. Like, I don't say anything bad about it. So I'm not sure. Like, I know a lot of the things I've produced in various forms of media are kind of garbage. And for the most part, nobody's told me so.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be at least partially like because I made it and I have my own stupid personal insecurities. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. But I think it probably is as bad as I think it is. And just nobody wants to say anything bad.
I don't know. But this kind of goes back to, you know, there's people that make awesome shit and there's people that don't. And
yeah,
this kind of shit I would see all the time at the school, the art school I'd go to. And I hate where you have to guess what entered their mind to make something so boring. And there's like this big meaning. And even the meaning, if you guess, is bullshit. And I just hate that shit. Just make something awesome. Like, I get into my stuff and I'm proud of it, but it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I've drawn things that like... at some point I was just like, fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't really like it. And then I've shown it to people and they've either not really reacted at all or they've said it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, does that mean that this person, because there is a weird level, like, people will praise the shit out of stuff.
Yeah,
that's not very good, but it's better than what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if maybe that's a, I'm not sure what I was getting at there. Like, is that... do people feel that way? Like, if I couldn't do it, then it's automatically good. Like, if it's better than what I could do,
that's
even if it's still crap,
be.
Like,
it's not how it should be. Cause then you should, in theory, like every type of music out there,
right?
That you can't,
because most people can't
as
make
shitty as it is.
Most people can't really make music at all.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should love all of it.
You should love it all. No, fuck that. No.
Yeah.
It's fine to have an opinion. But when you knock somebody's like art or whatever they're making, music, a drawing, at least explain what you don't like about it. Don't just say, whoa, sucks balls. The end.
Well,
later.
I suppose to an extent I sort of did. Like, I didn't say, I didn't even really say anything negative, really. What I said was basically, what the fuck are you talking about, historical piece? That's basically what I said. And
she
that,
set herself up.
That was my main criticism, I guess, was what does that mean? It's a historical piece. It's just a couple of topless ladies presumably being assaulted.
If it was something awesome, then yeah, feel bad. But no, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. There's so much out there.
I think I feel
so
extra bad because like the album that she posted it to is called My Art.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would ever say that. I mean, I guess maybe I'm reading into it too much, but I would never create an album and call it My Art. Like, I almost hesitate to even call anything I've ever made art.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Like, it just seems kind of pretentious and weird to me. And like,
exactly. I'm so proud of this.
Like, I'm more connected to it than I should be.
Yeah.
Like, I poured my heart and soul into this. Something about the idea of pouring my heart and soul into something I've made is embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
Not like you shouldn't do it, because some of the greatest like music I've ever heard, I'm pretty sure people poured their heart and soul into. But like, I guess I feel like if I poured my heart and soul into something, people would laugh at it and go, that's what's going on in your head. Yeah. Like that's who you are in the depths of your person. Like, geez, I don't know.
Fuck, if you're sharing this shit, you have to be open. You're like signing the contract, accepting that people will look at this and say, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You should know that if you're going to share it on the fucking internet or show a friend, you know? Otherwise, keep it to yourself and enjoy it all you want, you bitch.
Well, I mean, I hope if you're talking about, are you just saying in general? Because this girl didn't.
In general, yeah.
This girl didn't do anything wrong. She just posted a picture that I thought was weird and it sparked this idea in my head. Because I don't know how to handle that kind of... Like, most of the time when people I know post things that they've made...
Yeah.
Maybe not. Most of the time, I don't say anything. If I really love it, I'll say something. Mm-hmm. If I'm kind of neutral about it, I won't say anything. And if I hate it, I really won't say anything most of the time, because I'm like... I'll feel bad.
Yeah.
But I have definitely seen like Facebook friends of mine and stuff post things that I can tell they're proud of. Mm-hmm. And it's just garbage.
Yeah.
Videos and songs and photos and drawings and whatever.
Yeah. It sucks, because if you want to tell them how it is, you know, like, wake up. But then you're risking, you know, burning that bridge. They're never going to talk to you again.
And theoretically, if I tried to help, if I tried to tell them, you know, what could be better about it, like, that should be helpful. But I just don't think it would go over that way. I don't think most people can accept criticism.
It's like attacking their religion. Yeah.
Myself too, probably to an extent. Like, I mean, it does sting a little for you to put something out there that you are proud of, that you did like, and then somebody comes back and tells you everything that's wrong about it. Even if they have concrete suggestions on how to fix it, and you really could fix it based on those things, it still kind of stings. Like,
yeah.
But, oh man, but I was so happy with that, the way it came out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The big question is, well, what would you do to make it so awesome? If Mr. Smarty Pants, you know, if you don't like it, make a better one.
Well, in this particular case, it's in this case,
you can't do that.
Part of it's just the sub. Like, I could give
subject matter
real critiques on how to make it a better drawing, but the subject matter is ridiculous. Like, what the fuck does women's rights stuff mean? Like, there's going to be a guy in a powdered wig pulling down these girls' dresses, and then like in the back, what is it going to be? Like a bunch of girls burning bras? What is it?
It's like the friends that they like to draw anime, and they're so proud of a piece, and it looks like every other thing you've seen, even if it's good, it looks like everything else you've seen in anime. It's not original.
If it really did look good, but it looked like everything else I've seen in anime, I would be kind of okay with that. I mean, it's not original, but at least it came out good. But like, it breaks my heart when I see people who just can't draw very well trying so hard to copy anime.
Yeah, it's not.
It comes out so terrible. Mm-hmm. And it has, like, it's almost like, you know how people with Down syndrome all kind of look like they're related?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same effect. Like, everybody who can't draw but really wants to draw anime seems to fuck it up in the same ways.
Always,
like, there's always this weird thing, like the neck is connected too far in the back of the head, and the head's tilted too far forwards all the time. And like, I don't know. It's all, and like, the heads are basically like, they're always really weirdly angular.
Yeah.
Like, the chin comes to like a dagger type point, and the cheekbones are like, it's like a 90 degree angle.
Yeah.
And it's just, oof.
The perspective on the nose and the head is not the same.
It hurts my heart to see it.
I know.
And then they'll make web comics. You know, like, because they're like, I finally figured it out. I got my style down.
Yep.
And if you tried to point out to them, like, you're clearly going for an anime styling here, and you're clearly fucking it way up, they would be like, no, that's my style.
Yep.
And it's hard for me to articulate what the difference is between an intentional style and just consistently fucking up.
Yeah.
You know, like, I fuck it up the same way every time. I guess that's a style.
Yep.
But, I don't know. I guess that's enough of that.
Yeah.
I talked last week about seeing the movie Let Me In.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the middle of watching it.
Yeah.
When you showed up, I finished watching it. I give it 10 thumbs up.
10 thumbs.
Yep. Ooh. I was very happy with it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Concluded just the way you wanted. Very satisfying.
The conclusion. My only real complaint about the conclusion is that I wish there was more.
Yeah.
Because, like, it kind of, it's a little unsatisfying because it just sort of, I don't want to spoil it, but it sort of is like equivalent to like people riding off into the sunset at the end of the movie.
It's
like
what happened next?
Yeah. But of course, it's got to end sometime.
Yeah.
Like the only way you could avoid that really would be to kill everyone at the end. Now I know how it ended.
A big nuclear
every
explosion.
Extra that ever appeared in the film, you just show every character exploding. Yeah, resolution.
That would make me feel a little better.
Yeah. But then I'd be sad that the characters I like died, you know? So there's no winning there.
Yeah.
But that's really my only complaint with the ending is that I would have liked to have seen what happened after that. That's a thing, though. Like, people complain about movies being too long.
Oh, I was just about to mention that, yeah.
They say that about movies they like. They're like, oh, it was a good movie, but Jesus Christ, that was way too long. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Anytime I've ever seen a movie that I really liked, I get to the end of it and I'm like, no, that can't be it. No. And then like I'll fast forward through the credits because I'm hoping there's something after the credits, just like on the off chance, like bloopers, give me something. And there usually isn't. And that's largely why I end up doing things like going to the IMDb forums and watching interviews with the actors and stuff.
You want more.
Because I want more of this thing that I liked.
Yep.
And these, well, who are these assholes? Like, what is so valuable about your fucking time? It was, it was okay, but Jesus Christ, I have hot dogs to eat. Like, what the fuck are you doing? What an asshole. I haven't seen a single movie that I really liked that I was like, yeah, okay, but fuck me. That could have been a half hour shorter.
Yeah.
Seriously. And I kind of felt that way with this one too. And partially because of that, and because I had read the IMDb forums on it, because I always do that, and people kept talking about the original, that this was like a remake of. Mm-hmm. They're both adapted from a book, but this is a remake of the original movie.
Yeah.
And I found out the original movie was Swedish. Last episode, I couldn't remember which country it was from.
Yeah.
And I decided I had to see the original, because I kept seeing comparisons of the two, and there were a lot of people who were very adamant that the original was better.
Of course. Always.
To their credit, they did admit that the remake is actually pretty good. They didn't say this remake is shit and shouldn't have been made. Most of them, anyway. But most of them also said the remake is good, but not as good as the original. So I had to see it. So I saw it, and I completely disagree.
Yeah.
And it could be like a slight bias because I saw the remake first, but the original, the kids are annoying as shit. Like the little boy in the American remake, his name is Owen. In the original, his name is Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to punch Oscar. Like, I wanted to punch him down a flight of stairs. Like, punch him in his face and send him reeling backwards down a flight of stairs.
Rooting for the bullies.
Yeah. His mouth was always really wet. And like, it looked like his nose was running all the time. Like that, you know, that little, what is that little cleft? I forget what it's called, but the little cleft in your upper lip.
Yeah.
Like, it was always wet.
Jesus.
And his mouth, like, he kept making mouth noises. Like, every time he talked, it's like they went back in and dubbed it over and they were like, they smeared Vaseline on his lips before he read his lines.
Yeah. Jesus. That would annoy me, yeah.
And he just was a shithead. Like, the character was kind of a shithead.
Yeah.
Like, the character in the American version is pretty sympathetic. Like, he's got kind of a shitty life and he's being tormented at school and stuff. And he comes across as a really sweet kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid, Oscar, in the original just seems like a shithead.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of being picked on at school, but then like he has a folder full of news reports about serial killers and shit. Like, he's kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
And he just has this blank look on his face all the time. Like, nothing he does seems to be really motivated. It's just like he's a fucking retard and he just kind of goes around and does stupid shit.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's mostly the same stuff happening, but somehow it comes across as this kid is just an asshole.
Yeah, the characters definitely make a movie for sure. Because even if the original story added a little more detail, the characters make it, man. If fucking wet nose, yeah, that's distracting. Jesus.
And there were a bunch of extraneous characters that I guess are in the book, but they weren't in the American remake.
Yeah.
And they don't add anything to the film. If anything, they detract. They're kind of seem out of place. Like, they almost seem like comic relief, but they don't ever do anything funny.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't really make sense, but it seems like they were cast as comic actors and then never given funny things to do.
Jesus.
It's weird. And the whole thing, like, it was made in 2008 or came out in 2008 at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this has something to do with it being Swedish, but the whole thing, the American remake at least takes place in 1983.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's ever explicitly stated when the original took place, but I'm assuming it took place in the 80s as well. But it's not like aesthetically, it looks like a like it took place in the 80s. The movie looks like it was made in the 80s.
Oh, Jesus.
It looks like something I would have ended up having to watch at school. Like, yeah. If we read that book, this is what I would have had to watch at school. Shit. You know? The cinematography seems kind of amateurish. Like, I kind of think I could do better framing shots and stuff.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah. And, like I said, the characters aren't very sympathetic. Like, the girl vampire seems like just kind of an emotionless asshole, mm-hmm. which I guess is fine if that's what you're going for. But in the American remake, they kind of have this sweet relationship, you know, like they bond
perfect,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
There's not really any bonding. It's almost more like a parasitic relationship. Like, mm-hmm. Like I am being bullied at school and I need somebody to help me out somehow emotionally or whatever.
I'm here. Why not?
And the girl needs some, I don't know. I guess I can't explain that because I don't know what they're getting from each other. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I didn't like the original nearly as much.
I can see why. Yeah.
It was kind of garbage.
That happens a lot. And people knock American remakes, but some of the time they edit down, they take stuff out that just on purpose, you know, and for good reason, you know, that came with the book version or the original, wherever the fuck it's from, you know, in Europe. And they some of the time, you know, they make it really good.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. It's like, well done.
There are remakes that I think, you know, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I could kind of agree, like, that was completely unnecessary and took maybe too many liberties and kind of came out like a piece of crap. Mm-hmm. But I really think this one improved on everything.
Yeah.
Like, just everything about it was better.
Like, when I watch a movie and the original was like a Japanese movie,
yeah,
and I'll watch it, I can't get into it. It's just me, but the whole dialogue isn't convincing to me because it's the language. I don't know what it is. It's like some woman being serious, but she's like, oh, this is so bad. But like, you know, it's like, whoa, annoying bitch. Get off the stage. Whoa.
It's way worse in anime.
Yeah.
Like there are people who watch anime and they insist, like there are some bad English dubs.
Yeah.
And
yes,
absolutely admit it. But there are people who watch anime and they insist on never watching a dubbed version. Yeah. They will only watch it with subtitles because the Japanese voice acting is so much better. But every female Japanese character sounds like a fucking siren going off.
There's no conviction, you know, like passion.
There's some passion in some of the female voice actors, but it's like annoying passion. It's like somebody stepped on a cat and the cat is very upset about it kind of passion.
Yeah. Okay.
And a lot of the guys in anime, at least, kind of sound like they all kind of talk really low. Like, I'm trying to think of something to say in Japanese. I don't know a lot of Japanese.
Yeah.
Ego ga wakarimasu ka? I think that's, do you speak English? Ego ga wakarimasu ka? And they all kind of talk like this.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Like
nobody talks like that.
Yeah.
Not even actual Japanese people.
Yeah.
It's
not natural. It's not convincing.
I don't know what they're going. What are you going for? Like a superhero voice? Or?
It's a distraction. It pulls me out of the fantasy.
Yeah.
Because I notice it.
I don't know if I've ever really watched a Japanese movie though, like a live action movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched like Ringu or
some of the actors are fine, you know, but the language, man, it's just it doesn't have that conviction, you know, emotional back and forth, you know, the tug and pull.
Well, that's because they're robots.
That and I'm not from there, obviously. So
how do you feel about subtitles?
I have no problem. Give me like 2 minutes and I'm in. I don't even realize I'm reading them.
Yeah, some people really don't like
depending on the movie.
I watched Let the Right One In, which was the original of Let Me In, with subtitles. There is an English dub of that, and I watched part of that first, and it was kind of bad.
I'd rather just read subtitles.
I watched it with the subtitles, and I had no problem with it. But there are people who get really annoyed, like,
well, I don't want to read.
Of course. Or I think they get mad because it must be because they're kind of slow readers. Like, I'm not a fast reader, really, but... Yeah. But I think it must be because they're kind of slow readers and it just detracts from the rest of it because their eyes are on the bottom of the screen the whole time. They're not seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a valid complaint, but it kind of feels the same as people complaining like, I don't want to watch a black and white movie.
Yeah. That's so old.
Yeah. What the fuck? We invented color for a reason. If I wanted to watch a black and white movie, I would have been born in the 50s.
Yeah. God damn.
I don't know. Here's another thing I probably shouldn't talk about, but I will anyway. I was at work today, and right after our first break, I think, I got pulled over, and one of the big boss guys that I rarely see, I don't even know what he does, was giving a speech, kind of like a little powwow. Everybody downstairs where I work was all gathered together in a group, and he's at the center of it, and he's kind of giving this motivational speech, or I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how, you know, the economy is down, you know, and I don't need to tell you, some of you have been around long enough to know it has its ups and downs, and you know, a lot of people are out of work right now, and we're all lucky to have jobs and everything and to have work coming in, you know, and people are always going to need signs, because that's what we do, is we make signs. Mm-hmm. You know, hospitals and schools starting back up are going to need their signs coming up here, and all of that was fine. You know, it's kind of like, hey, everybody, we have jobs. Feel good about yourselves. Yeah. But then at the end of it, I realized what the point of the whole speech was, because he said, you know, and we've been taking on a lot of work. We're probably going to have to, work overtime. We're going to have to work Saturdays, you know, but hey, at least we have jobs, right?
Oh no.
And that was the end of the speech. The whole thing was just him trying to like make us feel bad for not wanting to work Saturdays, which was pretty sneaky. And it almost came across to me, and maybe this is just paranoia, but it almost came across to me as a threat.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to work Saturdays? Fuck you. Everybody's looking for a job.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So I don't know. I might have to work some Saturdays coming up.
Oh, that sucks. We've gotten the same pep talks where I work, because we, at the grocery store I work, we get like people make purchases and they can dial a number or go online and rate their experience.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull us in for an hour and talk about like he did, you know, it's good to have a job.
Uh-huh.
We're doing really good. People are always going to need groceries and shampoo and toothpaste.
Right.
Always. So make them feel welcome. You know, they are not customers. They are job security, and treat them like such.
Yeah.
And fellow coworkers that are retarded, like they are like cheering them on, like, you know, clapping and shit.
That was another thing. At the end of the speech, he told us all we deserved a round of applause for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then most of my coworkers started clapping, which I thought was hilarious. Hey, let's pat ourselves on the back. Yay for working Saturdays.
Yay, I have no idea what's going on. Yay.
I think he said nice things about me.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that I have a job. You know, a lot of people don't with the economy. People say that though, like the economy.
Yeah.
Like, what does that even mean, really? Like, that's the economy is down right now. So what? So
like, there's a fucking war zone outside.
Yeah, like I get what it means as in an overall sense. Like, if the economy is down, people are making less money, and so they're less likely to go to McDonald's, and so maybe some McDonald's employees get laid off and you know, are fired or whatever. You know, like, I get it, but the economy being down is not like this. It's not like some gremlins are stealing all of the money or something. You know, like,
they blow it way out of proportion. Yeah.
Like, the economy is down. We could all die tomorrow. You know, that's what it sounds like.
When all they could say is, the economy's down, we might have to make some cuts. But no, they have to sweet talk it.
Well, and they're not even talking about making any cuts. Yeah. That's not the thing.
So,
like, because the economy isn't really down for us in our job. Because as he said, people always need signs.
There's always
signs.
A demand,
Like, it's not like, that's not something people are cutting out of their budgets. Like, well, we really need to open that new hospital, but we don't need any directional wayfinding signage because the economy is down.
Yep.
You know, it's not happening. But so I appreciate having a job and everything. I appreciate that I am able to make money. I'd rather not have a job, to be honest. I hope nobody from work is listening, because like, I could see some asshole taking that too literally and being like, you don't want a job? Well, fuck you then. Wish granted.
Yep.
But like, I get really annoyed at the idea of being asked to stay over or being asked to come in on a Saturday, especially because it doesn't happen well in advance. It's not like, okay, next month you're going to have to work like two Saturdays.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's Thursday or Friday. We're going to need you to come in on Saturday. What, and I'm just supposed to say yes. Like, am I even allowed? I'm not even sure. Am I allowed to say no? And even if I am, I know it's frowned upon enough that like, if I say no too many times, fuck you, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And how is it okay to say, you know, you're not scheduled for Saturdays, you've never been scheduled for Saturdays, we're not even normally open on Saturdays, but you have to be here on Saturday, regardless of whatever you had planned beforehand. How is that okay?
Oh, I think it's management or management like 101 to convince people that they should feel bad if they're not robots and have lives. Well, like, you have a life? Well, fuck, man. Appreciate having a job. Come in whenever we need you, robot.
When I worked at the grocery store that you work at, I worked second shift in the grocery department, stocking shelves and stuff.
Yeah.
And things were a little bit different back then. And at the time, we were getting held over almost every night. And also at the time, I was sharing a car with my girlfriend. So she would be supposed to come pick me up at 11 o'clock every night. But every night I would get held over and I wouldn't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
So the best I could, and I wouldn't know until the end of the night either. It's like 10:55 and the boss comes by and says, we're going to have to stay over. There's no indication of how long because it's just till we get it done. And it is usually something that had nothing to do with me,
mm-hmm.
like something that should have been done a long time ago. But they either never told anybody to do it,
or management,
or whoever they did tell to do it didn't do it
because
they told an asshole to do it. But how is that okay? Like, gee, you don't know what I have going on after this.
Yeah.
I am scheduled out at this time. You have no idea what I've got going on, how it might not be okay for me to stay. And my girlfriend would have to sit there and wait sometimes for an hour and a half, 2 hours for me to get out of work.
That's shitty.
Because I didn't have time to call her and tell her I was going to get out late.
Yeah.
So, fuck. Like, I just don't see how it's okay.
I don't understand it. Yeah. It's weird. Like, when they cut hours now, like the typical shift is like a 1 to 9.
Uh-huh.
And they'll cut hours and say, you know, you were scheduled 1 to 7. You have to be out at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come in with plans after 7 and they're like, oh, so-and-so called in, so we need you guys to work a couple hours to make up for those hours.
Right.
No, fuck you. You told me.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and just saying that just makes me shake my head because that makes all of your, as a manager, it makes all of your employees under you look at you like you're a dick,
mm-hmm.
and they will lose respect for you and your rule will crumble.
There was also a time when I was working at the grocery store that you're working at. I was a cashier at the time and I was working up front.
Yeah.
And it was New Year's Eve and I was out at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And I had plans and mm-hmm. it's fucking New Year's Eve. Of course I have plans.
Everybody does shit.
And at some point, one of the managers came up to me and said, we could really use your help. Could you stay for a few extra hours?
Yeah.
And I said, I couldn't. I had plans. And he said, oh, okay. Well, what if we gave you a gift card? And I said, no, I really can't. I have plans.
Yeah.
And then he walked away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked the rest of my shift. And then like maybe half an hour, 20 minutes before I was ready to clock out, he came back again and said, you're staying.
Oh my God.
And didn't give me a choice in the matter.
Dick.
I was able to talk him into giving me that gift card after all.
Yeah.
But I had no choice in the matter. What was I going to do?
Why even ask? Yeah.
Why did you even ask? And I still don't see how that's okay. Like, how is it okay to just say, oh, no, you're staying now.
Yeah.
And at that place in particular where you work, they would do kind of like you were saying, they would intentionally short shift people.
Yeah.
They would schedule them for short shifts because it looked better on paper,
mm-hmm.
because they're always being told to cut hours, even though that makes no sense in terms of the mechanics of how the place works. So they would give everybody short shifts with the intention of holding them over because somehow on paper that looked better because the schedule showed less hours than what they were actually giving everybody.
Which makes no sense, yeah.
But all it does is it's like cheating.
Yeah.
It's like lying to management, like upper management.
Yeah, corporate.
And it fucks everyone because nobody ever knows when they're getting out of work.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's a horrible work environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they get away with it. It's bullshit.
Yep.
So what's going on with you?
Oh man, what a transition.
Yeah.
I had a vision the other day, Kyle.
Okay.
It's
like an actual, like an LSD trip
kind of
vision.
I was taking a shit like I usually do.
Of course.
It just hit me and I had to share it.
Okay.
Okay. It's kind of like a dream. Like I was daydreaming. it was like you and me, we lived together and I had raped one too many girls.
Okay.
And in this fantasy world, they were going to the law. The
one
man,
too many. What are we talking about? Like 7?
I don't know.
How many is too many?
Like 12. I don't know.
Okay.
At one time. And anyway, the government, my punishment was they were going to castrate me.
Ooh.
And
chemical castration or physical castration?
Probably chemical.
Like hacking them off or giving you a...
Probably chemical.
Okay.
You know, more
well,
humane.
Not so bad.
Yeah. And I was pretty upset. So for some reason, I get let out, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, in 1 week, this is going down. My balls are coming off. And I was really sad.
But you're like out on bail while you wait?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I was telling you about it and you're like, oh man. And I'm like, I don't want my balls to go this way. I'd rather they explode on the rings of Saturn.
Your balls?
Yes.
Okay.
And you, and I was kind of half joking, but it was like a dream, you know, like this is my,
and then I was like, wait a minute, I can make this happen.
Kind of. So I pass out drunk, and while I'm like real drunk, I passed out drunk, you cleverly come up and take my balls off. You cut my balls off.
Wow. And this is getting sexy.
Mm-hmm. And you package them up and you have like, you know, some people in NASA, I don't know. And you get it on the space shuttle. And
well, now I know this is a dream because they shut that shit down.
And I wake up.
I remember.
And it's like, you know, a paralyzed guy can't feel his legs. I'm like, I sit there and I'm like, I can't feel my balls, Kyle. And you lean down, you put your hand on my shoulder. I'm lying down. And you just nod and smile like, it's all going to be okay. I got this.
I give you a gentle kiss on the forehead.
And you tell me what's up. You tell me what's up. And I track my balls online. Somehow this is possible.
Oh, FedEx.
It's on the shuttle. It's in space. So years go by and eventually the shuttle, the ship, unmanned, gets to Saturn, the rings. And we're watching it like streaming online. Uh-huh. And the shuttle detonates with my balls on the shuttle.
Uh-huh.
And it blows up. And I cry.
Tears of joy.
People are clapping all around us, friends. Because they were concerned about my balls in my dreams. And after watching this explosion, I cry and I like get into your shoulder and I'm crying into your shoulder. And you hug me and say, dreams come true.
I imagine your vision like a movie and it's changing scenes and stuff. And it like cuts to a scene of a bunch of angry old white men in suits like shaking their fists because they're mad because they couldn't chemically castrate you.
Yep. Afterwards, yeah. We beat the system.
Like while it's like cutting between the explosion and the rings of Saturn and like you crying on my shoulder and these angry white politicians. Yep.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was epic.
It's a good story.
Man. And it had some crazy Aerosmith, you know, tunes in the back. Kind of, it was like an Armageddon scene, you know?
Yeah.
It's always at sunset all day long. You know,
did I die somehow in the process?
No.
Like, you're crying on my shoulder and then I just pass away.
For this ship to
my
explode,
mission is complete.
I must also explode.
Yeah. No, don't go. The only way NASA would let me do it is I had to sell my soul to them. Yeah, it's been embedded in the circuitry of the navigation systems. And when that shuttle explodes, my heart explodes. That's it was great. Worth it.
Oh, my God.
I love you.
Yeah.
No. That's a good story.
Oh, man. I also thought, I was thinking about this. I have dreams that aren't detailed enough to talk about on the show. They're not funny. They're not really entertaining. But every time I have a dream about you, you have a piercing.
Really?
Like you have an earring and it's badass.
Just one?
One earring in the left ear.
Like a hot like 80s boy?
Yeah.
Is it like a little diamond stud?
Bachelor. Check it out, ladies. I'm a lion.
What are we talking? Are we talking a little diamond stud? Or are we talking like a hoop?
A hoop. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like silver.
Yeah. Like a gypsy.
Yeah. Okay. But then in other dreams, you have like a fucking nose ring. I don't know. And it got me thinking, I think you should get a piercing. Whether pierce your ear or... Obviously, you're not going to pierce your lip or anything, but I think you should. It'd be badass. Why not? You're single. Fuck it. Ladies will love it.
I don't want one.
But it's so cool.
I think,
man,
if I got one, I would either pierce my ears
pierce the right ear. And then everybody way back when.
So that I can get beat up at bars.
Yeah. A 40 plus year old. What a faggot. Look at that faggot. It's in the wrong ear.
I have a Confederate flag on my truck, even though I grew up in the Upper Peninsula. Fuck you, boy.
Yep.
I talk like this because I grew up in a swamp.
What?
I was raised by a pack of moose.
That's all they
I don't take kindly to your kind. There's only one way we can solve this. Suck my dick. Yep. You suck my dick and everything will be fine. That's the only way to prove you're not a faggot.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably get both pierced if I was going to do it. But yeah. The only piercings I would even consider are regular ear piercings on the lobes.
Yeah.
Or maybe a nose ring.
Yeah.
But I don't really want piercings.
It'd be so cool. And why not? Because you take it out.
I kind of don't actually think they're that cool. Like, you know, no offense. I know you put a lot of yourself into your piercings, but
so much effort.
I don't think that they're not cool. I just don't really think that they're cool. Like, I don't see piercings and go, yeah,
I know.
That guy knows what's up, you know?
I think the minimalistic approach, though, like just one earring, it's like, you know, I'm not going all out, but check it out.
It just, when I think about a dude with one earring, I picture, I don't even know if he had his ears pierced or if he had just one, but I picture Corey Haim making that horrible, stupid face he used to make.
No.
Like that kind of like, I'm actually really stupid, but also kind of cool.
Because I got the earring. No, damn it.
I'm going to go surf some waves on my skateboard later.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm wearing giant checkered pants and I have one ear pierced. And my hair, like, highlighted. That's what I picture. So I can't, I don't think so.
Well,
I'd be way more likely to get a tattoo than a piercing.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah.
And that, I can't think of anything. Like, I probably mentioned this before. The one tattoo I've seriously considered getting, and a big part of the reason I don't do it is because it's fucking expensive to get tattoos.
Yeah,
it is. Stupidly expensive. Too expensive for me to justify.
Yeah, it's like rent, you know, if you want a good one.
The one tattoo I've considered getting is the word godless across the inside of my left forearm.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I think that's one of the few things in life that I feel
it's both
pretty strongly about.
You feel strongly, and it's kind of nostalgic. You know, the time you came up with it and you drew it on your arm in Sharpie.
Yeah, I did do that once.
That was badass.
We used to draw on ourselves with Sharpies all the time. I remember there was one time when I was working at the grocery store and I was running the U-scans or the self-checkout.
Yep.
And so I'm just standing at this podium all day, and I had, I think, a red and a black Sharpie, and I drew this like giant sleeve tattoo all up my arm in the course of a shift. Those were the good old days when
nobody gave a shit.
Things weren't so bad then. Yeah. But I had this ridiculous thing all up my arm. And of course, it's impossible to wash all the way off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like shit because you try to wash it off, but you can't get it all the way off, not in one go.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get that weird thing where like there's some ink left in like the cracks and pores of your skin.
Yeah.
And it just looks gross and like you're just filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't draw on myself as much these days.
Yeah. You kind of grow out of that. I used to do that.
Yeah.
I'd go on break, draw a tattoo on my arm, go back in, get some comments. Ooh, is that it? What, you got a tattoo? No, I just drew it on my
Sometimes arm. I make up cool jobs in my head that I think it'd be cool to have.
Yeah.
That I don't think are real jobs. Like they are parts of real jobs, but not. Like I think it'd be cool to be in charge of making fake tattoos for movies. Like,
oh, that would be cool.
A special, I know they make like tattoo pens. So you just get like a special set of pens and then it's your job to draw on a person to make this cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Although I doubt that's even how they do it most of the time. I bet there's some kind of temporary tattoo sort of thing so that they can have a bunch of sets of the same tattoo.
They got to be consistent.
And apply it.
Every scene, yeah. They go home, they wash it off, they come back next day.
But I think that is sort of a job, but it's just part of a job.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably part of like a costume or a makeup artist job.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if that was just a job in and of itself, like I just kept getting booked to draw fake tattoos on people for movies, I think that'd be kind of
awesome.
That'd
be pretty sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting paid, yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool to make props for movies.
Yeah, it would.
I don't think people do that as much. Well, I mean, they do. Obviously, there are props in movies, but I don't think they do it the way they used to.
No like, way.
It used to be a lot of props in like sci-fi movies and stuff, and even not so sci-fi movies would be like repurposed existing objects, like found objects. Like,
yeah.
You remember the movie Aliens?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the motion trackers they were lugging around?
Mm-hmm.
The main body of that thing was like a power drill from the UK. It's called like a Kangol drill or something like that. And then it had like a slide viewer attached to the side of it that kind of looked like a little TV, and that was the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And it had all these little bits and bobs and pieces of wire and shit attached to it. And they sprayed the whole thing olive drab, and it looked like what it was supposed to be. You'd never guess what it actually was.
But it all came from existing shit.
That kind of stuff is really cool to me. I think that'd be a really fun job. Like just, you have to build this thing. And then I go around looking at different things and seeing like, what could I use to make this thing?
Oh, yeah.
But I think a lot of times now they like custom machine things out of aluminum and stuff.
Draw it out on a computer.
In a way that's even cooler, but I like the like sort of almost collage aspect of the way they used to do it.
Oh yeah.
yep. this has been Intro Chit Chat.
Yes, it has.
We have some new sponsors this week.
Yeah, we're rolling in dough.
Intro Chit Chat is brought to you by Gary's cruelty-free hemp leggings. Unsightly leg scabs got you down? Call on Gary.
Hey, Orion.
Yeah.
You remember how, like, a year ago, I was kind of talking a lot of shit about whales?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to spread the news, you know, because everybody loves whales some reason. I don't fucking get it. I mean, they're not cute. They don't do anything cool. They make stupid sounds. They're enormous. They're kind of ugly. They do stupid things like swim ashore. Like, what kind of fucking idiot? You live in the ocean and the ocean is enormous. Like, you could swim for days in almost any direction and never hit the land. But you fucking idiots, you're swimming along and you fucking bury your nose in the sand and you're like, I'm not done yet. And you just keep on going till you're like, so you need scientists to try to push you back in.
Yeah.
And then you still don't want to go back in, you fucking idiots.
I'll never forget.
Well, I found a video today that is tangentially related to that.
Awesome.
It's not about whales being stupid per se, but it's kind of another reason to be creeped out by them, at least. Oh, you know, it's another dig at whales. And here it is.
Can you hold for a second so I can show the penis?
Yeah. Guys! Don't pull any more until I tell you, because we're just looking at something.
Okay, there's a giant whale beached, and it's dead, and it's been cut open. There are a bunch of like scientists and documentary filmmakers or something around this whale. I'm not sure what exactly was going on to begin with, but they're about to check out the penis.
Can you hold it?
God, that is massive.
It is massive. This is the sheath holding the penis.
Okay.
And this.
There's a lot.
I didn't cut it off, guys. Come on.
She's manhandling this whale dick. Okay, so there's this dead whale, and this woman, I don't know if she's a scientist, I don't know who the fuck she is, but she is just tugging on this whale dick. When she said, here's the sheath, she dug her fingers up like inside the sheath and just tugged on it, and now she's sort of kneeling down and she's draping this giant whale dong across both knees and yelling, oh, I didn't cut it off, guys.
Oh.
And she is enthusiastic about this whale dick.
Yes, she is.
This is a whale's penis. And this is only part of it. Notice, by the way, that there's no...
She's trying to pull the rest of it out.
Jesus Christ.
She's trying to pull the rest of it. This is only part of it because part of it's still in the sheath. She's pulling on it, trying to get the rest of it out. Orion, describe what you're seeing here. Describe what this whale dick is, what it looks like. Because I'd never seen a whale dick before this, and I doubt most other people have either.
Ooh, it's very smooth, like a dolphin, wet. It looks like a baby dolphin.
It's like a tentacle. It's really shiny and black and smooth.
Comes to a point,
It comes to a point. I assume there's a hole in the end of it, but you can't tell. It looks like... like a giant slug or something.
Yeah.
No bone in this penis. It's completely flexible.
Notice there's no bone in this penis. I'm sure
that... What a scientist.
I can't think of any off the top of my head. There probably are animals with bones in their penis, but like she says that like we were all going, there are no bones in the penis?
What?
What kind of monstrous penis is this with no bones inside?
It's actually... probably the most amazing penis in the animal world.
Yep. Probably the most amazing. This lady loves whales. Remember that the next time you think you love whales. Remember the company you're keeping.
Because this penis is prehensile. And when you're a whale, you can't grab another whale with your flippers and hug it and make love to it. And you don't...
Believe me, I've tried.
You don't really have very good hips, so you can't really do that motion. So you gotta reach the female any way you can, and this is what they use.
Jesus
Christ.
This is
woman.
What they use, Pat.
Yeah.
This baby right here. She looks like she's cradling it like a animal or a baby or something.
Oh yeah.
A penis that's completely flexible that can penetrate from almost any position. So we also have a favorite position. You know, like there's no such thing as missionary position. All the whales are one of the few animals that do mate belly to belly like primates. But it's because of this ultra humongous penis.
She's trying to pull it out of the sheath again.
She is obsessed with holding this. You can't just stand there and point.
She loves whale
stand
dick.
Next to it. I must keep tugging and embracing.
She's all out of breath. She is into this whale dick. She is loving it.
That they could actually even have babies. So the sperm whales...
Now she's punching it. She's punching the whale dick.
This fucking dead whale.
I don't even know. Like, I get why she patted it when she was talking, kind of. It was weird and silly, but like, now she's punching it. Yeah. I don't even know why.
To get to the female. It goes actually back to about here. So that's really the length of it.
Now she's indicating how far back into the whale's body the rest of it goes.
That's where we all measure our own dicks, right, guys?
I measure from my balls, or I measure from my asshole to the tip.
Internally.
If you kind of feel around in the taint area, you can sort of see that it's sort of still going back in kind of. Yeah, so that's where I measure from.
Joy, I know you love the penis, but we have to stop. We have got to get this whale off the beach. Are you finished at the nose end?
Yes.
Okay, all right. You steamed up. You got so hot and bothered playing with the penis. Look at the state of you. You're unbelievable.
So that's the video.
I like how she just takes all attention. The work efforts must stop. I've got to check out this penis. She's so fucking lacking the dick at home.
I guess they weren't there to check out whale dick. Because he's like, we got to get this whale off of the beach. Like, they need to move this whale. And like, that's why they're there. Let's move this fucking whale.
It's starting to stink. Come on, get it out of here.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Slow your roll, guys.
Just 1 minute.
We need to check out this whale dick. Because I don't get to that often. Not nearly as often as I would like, clearly.
It's magnificent.
I wish that we played drops, you know, like little clips and things.
Yeah.
Like the fucking local morning radio show I listen to all the time. They're constantly playing Anchorman clips and shit.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we did that because this thing is full of them.
Yeah.
Like just it's opportunities. Really the most amazing penis in the animal kingdom. You really enjoy that penis. It's a humongous penis. It's prehensile. Whales don't have a favorite position.
Because I know.
You can't grab a hold of them with your flippers and make love to them.
This is all I think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing, like I said, to stand next to it and point at it. Okay, pick it up. You know, show us the texture. Slap it a little bit. But the whole time, she's just rubbing and tugging. Like, I have to show you guys how big this is. This is all I think about. God damn, just pull it out. It gets bigger, guys. It's so, so magnificent.
It is kind of interesting. I'd never seen a whale dick before. I had no idea what they looked like.
Yeah, I really didn't care to.
And now that I've seen it, I'm almost not sure. I still don't think I know what they look like. It looked fake to me. Like, that's a whale dick, really? Like,
it was giving birth, yeah. It was just very slick and
what
shiny.
If it was? What if that was like a whale vagina and she's just a crazy pervert and doesn't know shit about shit? And she just got excited at the idea of a whale dick. She just made a weird assumption.
Yeah.
It's actually just the bottom end. Like, it's like baby whales come out like feet first, you know, back fins first.
Jesus.
Although it would be a mutant whale if that was the case, because it doesn't have any fins on it. What if whale dicks had fins on them?
Oh, my God.
I do find it kind of interesting.
That would be epic.
That they're prehensile, because like I said, it looks like a tentacle.
Yeah.
And apparently it basically is a tentacle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if they use it for anything else.
How does that feel good? It's like chicks digging flaccid dicks. Like, yeah, sure, you can force it in, but...
That's a good question. I don't know do they get erect? If you can
again,
twist it all around and stuff, I would think it doesn't get erect.
But, you know, animals aren't in it for the pleasure.
They're in it for the rape.
Yeah.
Animals love rape. Like, we're the only animals who are like, rape, that's bad news. Like, feminists.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be a feminist and a hippie.
Yeah.
Because hippies are all about nature.
Yeah.
And feminists are all about how everyone's a rapist and that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But... rape is natural. All the other animals do it. So
yeah, the universe is telling us something.
Rape is what's up.
Yeah.
Like that's how it goes down. It's the beauty of nature. A fucking lion coming up and sinking his teeth into the back of another lion and taking her by force and then making her raise his babies.
Yep. Yep.
And then like if she was interested in another male lion, he fucking kills that guy.
Yeah. Back to dicks with flippers. Can you imagine? Like the female.
It shouldn't surprise me that you fixated on that.
The female whale's like, get away from me. Oh no, here it comes.
I do wonder if they use them for other things. Like if I had a prehensile dick and it was pretty long, like I might carry things with it.
Jesus like, Christ.
My keys. Just keep my keys on it. Keep it curled up like an elephant's trunk with my keys in there. I don't know. I'd have to. I'm not used to having an extra set of hands down there. I don't know what I'd use it for.
You'd be carrying like the old school, like way back when keys on that giant O-ring.
Yeah.
You know, like dangle.
Like a prison keys.
Prison keys, yeah. But you'd have tons of them. I got keys for everything. Check it out, ladies. Just wiggle your hips. Jingle.
Do prisons still do that? Like prisons in movies do.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going to lock you in this secret dungeon.
Well, they have lots of keys, so they got to fit on a big O-ring.
Yeah, I guess.
But do they got to, yeah.
I think if I had a prehensile dick, like what if we all did and like, so a standard greeting was just to shake dicks, like to intertwine your dicks and just shake them.
Yeah.
Because you could have your hands free. People like to talk with their hands. That way we could be having a conversation and we could be gesturing, but we're shaking dicks.
But the sound effects, you couldn't like, hold on, you know,
sound effects.
Slow down with that dick. I can't hear what you're saying to me. What happened with your wife? You know, well, we're shaking dicks, you know.
I almost feel like I need to see your dick now. If it's, what is wrong with that dick if it's making sounds all the time? Why would it be going?
I don't know. They're just, if they were like the whale dick, you know?
The whale dick wasn't making those sounds.
Yeah.
And well, it was wet and whaley.
Yeah. But if, you know, those were like our dicks, they'd come out wet, you know? And
why would they come out wet?
I don't know.
Mine just isn't wet right now. Is your dick wet right now?
It is. I don't know why.
My dick is not wet.
Oh, man.
That's.
I'm so wet right now, my dick.
That's something kind of funny. Like, if I could picture somebody really naive, virgin, has no real ideas about sex, and like sees a hot girl and he's like, I'm so wet right now. Like, I could see that.
Oh, man. That takes me back.
It takes before you back I ever to when got, you were so wet.
Before I ever got hard, like making out with girls way back in the early stages of puberty.
What girls were you making out with?
Oh, let me see. I shouldn't say the early stages of puberty because that hit way earlier than when I was
this
making out.
But, when you were like shitting in the playhouse and stuff?
No,
like,
no.
You were making out with girls?
No, I was kissing them.
This is a revelation to me. When were you making out with these girls?
Well, I'd kiss girls.
When was this happening?
The neighborhood girls. I was the only boy in the neighborhood.
And they all just needed kissing.
Yeah, they kissed me,
they'd
man.
Line up, you know?
But before I ever got hard, I'd be pre-coming, man. I just
bitch,
wet myself.
I can't even get hard. You leave me alone. I have Transformers to play with. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
You know, kissing girls is good and all, but it goes on for way too long.
Yeah.
This could have been half an hour shorter.
But later on in life, you know, I make out with girls. I wouldn't necessarily get hard, thankfully. I think it a lot of conditioning, masturbating, you know. I wouldn't get hard right away, but I would pre-cum so bad it looked like I pissed myself.
If it's that bad, I'm not sure that's pre-cum. I don't think it's supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to have to change your pants.
I was hot and ready.
Oh man. Does that happen every time you get a hard on? Like if you like had a, oh shit, I was thinking about something slightly risque in the middle of middle school, like science class. Like, did you have to go like hold a book in front of your crotch and run to the locker room for your extra set of pants?
Stand under the blow dryer, the hand dryer. Yeah. No, I didn't. No. Thank God.
So what I have taken from this is that Orion's dick is lubed up at all times. And if you were to touch it, it would go.
Good times.
The more you know, the more you know. So Orion, you want to hear a story about Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes, I do.
Cops, Dunkin' Donuts worker sold sex on breaks.
Ooh.
Rockaway Township, New Jersey. Police say there was more on the menu than munchkins and lattes during the late shift at a Dunkin' Donuts in northern New Jersey. A 29-year-old female is facing prostitution charges after police say she took breaks to provide sex in exchange for money. Rockaway Township police launched an investigation known as Extra Sugar after getting a tip about the workers' activities at the shop. Detective Sergeant Kyle Schwartzman told the Daily Record of Parsippany He noticed that 29-year-old Melissa Redmond of Mine Hill would go out to cars and would spend 10 to 15 minutes in the vehicles. Schwartzman says Redmond was arrested after soliciting sex from an undercover officer. No one at the Dunkin' Donuts wanted to comment.
Jesus.
How does that even get started, I wonder? Like,
yeah.
You're working at Dunkin' Donuts, right? You're making the donuts or whatever. Yep. You're ringing people up. And then one day you go on break. You go outside for a cigarette or something.
Yep.
Some shady guy propositions you.
It's always a shady guy. Yeah. Who else would it be?
I imagine
a good
it like
moral a, young fellow. No.
I imagine it like a movie. Like she's a good girl, but she's down on her luck.
Yep.
And then one day some evil pimp comes into her life. Some guy. And then she realizes how easy it is to make money. Like she's just out there on her cigarette break and some guy's like, you want to make some extra cash? He calls her over to his Cadillac and she gets in the back. And from then on, her life has changed. Now she's got this booming cottage industry where she goes on break and blows guys or whatever.
Jesus.
Like, it's got to get started somehow, right? Like she put out a Craigslist ad, like I go on break from 5 to 5:10. If you don't have too much stamina, then come on by.
Yeah.
$25 a blowjob.
Yeah. I just picture a guy, no words exchanged, just walks up to her, stares, whips out cash, points at dick, and she's like, oh, that's a lot of money. Why not?
And that makes me wonder.
I'm making shit wages.
If it was initiated by a dude.
Yeah.
Like, because I see it going one of two ways. Either it was like some weird coincidence, like some dude just happened to come by and solicit her for sex and she happened to be down. And then she was like, I can make money this way.
Mm-hmm.
Or she had the idea herself and like tried to set this up somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that would work either way. Either way sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like a guy shows up and propositions her, crazy. Or what? She starts propositioning guys in the parking lot on breaks. But
Jesus.
Either way, like if a guy showed up and did that, what a crazy guy. Like how many Dunkin' Donuts did you have to hit before you found a Dunkin' Donuts whore? You know?
It's so dirty. Like picturing myself fucking a stripper is dirty enough.
Yeah.
But to have a friend like, hey, you want to hit up a Dunkin' Donuts, get some pussy? That's like the dirty, I don't know, Dunkin' Donuts? God,
yeah,
fucking filthy.
I heard that Melissa down at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
She goes the extra mile, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God. Jesus.
How do you even find out about that? Like, what kind of circles are you hanging out in?
Yeah.
Where,
how do you spread the word?
Somehow in casual conversation, it comes up. Did you hear about Melissa?
Yeah.
I guess she's giving away blowjobs at the Dunkin' Donuts. I keep saying blowjobs because that's the only thing I can imagine. Like, can you imagine stopping off at a Dunkin' Donuts in the parking lot and waiting for good old Melissa to come out? You flash your $50 or whatever it is. She hops in the backseat and you both bone in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Jesus. Can you imagine? Yeah, like you fuck this Melissa and then you create a Facebook page like Kyle likes fucking Melissa at Dunkin' Donuts. After 11 o'clock p.m. weekdays.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I got to get in on that. Like, all right.
There are no pictures, but I'm guessing Melissa is not a looker.
Oh,
either.
Yeah. Jesus.
That always surprises me about, I guess it shouldn't, because I know a lot of guys have ridiculously low standards.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're going to hookers, your standards are probably pretty low.
Yeah.
But it always surprises me because like most girls have sex for free.
Yeah, yeah.
These girls get paid for it.
Yep.
And they usually look like Willem Dafoe. Like they're just horrible.
God
horrible
damn.
Women.
Yeah, they do.
How do
Jesus.
You like that's a weird
poor Willem Dafoe.
I bet a lot of people would say that prostituting yourself is a sign of low self-esteem, but to me it sounds like you've got a weirdly inflated ego, like an inflated sense of self-worth if you're like, I should get paid to fuck.
Yeah.
I'm a hot piece of ass.
Yep.
Dunkin' Donuts is below me.
God
so damn. I'm going to start selling my sexy ass BBW body out in the goddamn parking lot. And I guess it worked out for a while. And it must have worked out pretty well if the police eventually caught on.
Jesus Christ.
Either that or she just did it really poorly, like really obviously. Like she's showing up to Dunkin' Donuts in like hooker wear.
Yeah.
Like looking like a really cheap prostitute.
Probably not. She goes around back in her smock, you know, just hanging out smoking.
I imagine her in a latex dress with like some of those like a clear acrylic heels on with the fucking straps and a Dunkin' Donuts apron over it and just like hair like 80s perm hair that looks like you just got like a bunch of cats thrown at your head and fucked up makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, but a Dunkin' Donuts apron over the top of it and one of those visor type hats.
So what if she looks like Willem Dafoe and she's a little defined in the chunky area above the waist, but she has fantastic legs and she just kind of goes outside and smokes like in a mini skirt. You know, she takes her pants off, puts on a mini skirt, and they're like, ooh, the upper half is debatable. Ooh, but that lower half, yes, I will do that.
That could maybe work on a midget that had recently suffered a neck injury and couldn't look up. But I doubt that there's many of those around in Rockaway Township, New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe most guys are different from me, but like I hear people talk about butter faces and I know what they mean and I can even kind of agree. Ugh. But like I'll hear people say things like, you know, like, she's not so pretty in the face, but she's got a slamming body. I'd fuck the shit out of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The face is pretty important to me. If your face looks like Willem Dafoe, but your body looks like, Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
Because that's like my go-to. I'm still not going to fuck you.
Yeah.
You still look like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Like, I could put a paper bag over your head, but then I feel like a weird criminal. Yeah. I might as well just kill you and then fuck you because it feels the same to me.
And you can still hear him breathing, you know?
Right.
Oh, Jesus, shut up. Oh. Stop breathing.
Yeah. Maybe Jesus I'm probably Christ. Too picky because I think even if they were super hot, but they made really annoying noises, like that would be a deal breaker for me. Like if they just had horrible voices, like, but super hot, but...
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah.
God damn.
What is happening to you? Are you having a seizure?
I'd instinctively smother her to death. I just, just shut up. Okay. Shh. All right. Now let's begin.
I do think to a certain extent, like kind of porno-y noises can be hot, but it really depends. Like, because there are some girls in porno, like if it's just moaning and stuff, even if it's kind of unrealistic, because I just can't imagine I'm fucking you that good. But you know, that could be hot. But then like sometimes it's just annoying. Like, what are you crying?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Should I apologize? Why are you doing that?
Given that it's a Dunkin' Donuts, if I were one of these gentlemen, I'd have to, I don't know, play around with buying donuts first and maybe like, putting a few on my dick and then railing her? I don't know.
That's called the special.
Yeah.
I'll take the usual. Yeah. That's when she scrambles an egg on your dick and then you fuck her with it.
God damn.
Bitch. Yeah. Croissant cock ring.
It's really weird because almost every Dunkin' Donuts I've been to, the people that work there are Middle Eastern, you know?
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah. Who would want to fuck one of them?
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For some reason, I imagine...
You know what I mean. Like, they're just the hideous looking. They're not hot, you know?
Right, because they're Middle Eastern.
They work every day. They don't give a fuck.
They work every day. Hot chicks don't work every day. Yeah. We all know that. Yeah. Hot chicks don't work 40 hours a week.
And
hot chicks
why
work
they're
like
hot,
five
right?
5 hours a week.
Yeah.
And that's charity work.
Working every day is like smoking meth. You just turn into this creature.
Yeah.
Unfuckable.
Is it weird that I imagine Melissa Redmond, the Dunkin' Donuts prostitute, as a black woman? Is that weird? Does that make me a racist?
It ruins the fantasy, yeah.
You were having a pleasant fantasy about this?
Not exactly. I'm trying.
I'm trying so hard. I don't know.
I can't picture, no.
I picture an overweight black woman with blonde hair because it looks so tacky. I think...
I don't know.
I imagine an overweight black woman with blonde hair.
I just picture her as, you know, any shit. I wonder if every town has like a kind of like a Dunkin' Donut, like open all night, 24/7. They sell cigarettes, a few groceries. It's like a gas station without gas.
Can they sell cigarettes at Dunkin' Donuts?
No. What am I saying? I don't know. There's these places, like we have a Quality Dairy here.
Yeah,
in
that's a local chain. And like it's not even chain. Actually local here. We don't have it here.
Like a mini convenience store. But the women that always work there have this look. It's not ghetto. It's just trashy. Like the hair's pulled straight back, real, real slick. And I just picture that kind of chick. Like to save my life, I'd fuck her. But on any other day, no.
This is completely unrelated to anything, but it's something I've thought about for a long time.
Yeah.
And I've just never mentioned it to anyone. So I don't know if anyone would agree with me. But it is it just me or do like really ghetto white trash, white chicks always wear extremely white off-brand shoes? They always wear these like really white, like sneakery kind of
like
shoes.
K-Swiss.
Maybe. I guess that's not really an off-brand, but yeah, like a but really white.
Those are
like,
huge in the ghetto.
Like they take them home and scrub them with their toothbrush, which they're obviously not using on their teeth.
Yeah.
And then they just sparkling white shoes.
Never noticed.
Like they have a closet full of these fucking white shoes. They always wear those and like jeans. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird because I do see like the ghetto chicks in the like out in public and they'll wear pajama bottoms. They wear PJ pants, but they're wearing those white sneakers.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Either that or flip flops, which
yeah,
I can't stand.
With painted toenails. Yeah.
I hate flip flops.
Love painting their toenails. How do you feel about that?
Painted toenails don't bother me.
It bugs me. I don't know.
It doesn't bother me, but it's like it kind of is an indicator, potentially, not necessarily, but kind of an indicator of the kind of person you're dealing with, like that they felt like it was worth their time to paint their toenails. Like that, I don't know.
They'd have to be painted black and they'd have to be attractive for me to be into
it. How fucking bored are you that you're painting your toenails?
Like, I know.
I don't know. Like, you could cut my feet off. I'd barely care. I'm definitely not decorating them.
Goddamn.
And I don't have shit to do most of the time. And I don't have any desire to decorate my feet.
Black nail polish, though, on the hands. Toes, yeah, that could do it for me. That's hot.
Yeah, on the toes too. Yeah. You've just completely flipped now.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kinda. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Painted toenails are fucking stupid, and I hate people who paint their toenails. And I wish they were dead. I wish they all got in horrible car accidents where they were mangled.
Yes.
And in a lot of pain before they died, and then they died. Like
but,
that scene in the movie Signs, where Mel Gibson's wife is pinned to the tree.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, it's the saddest thing in the world because she's going to die as soon as they move the car. Like, I wish they all died like that. Unless they're kind of gothy and they paint their toenails black.
Oh, God. Yeah. On second
then thought. It's sort of hot.
On completely different thought. Yeah. I disagree with myself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. What the fuck are we talking about? You want to do some Facebooks and Twitters and that kind of stuff?
Let's do it.
Oh, this has been Wacky News.
Yes.
Weird News is brought to you by Pichu's Collectible Ghost Venture Park. Laugh. Play. Get sexually assaulted by ghosts. Gotta catch them all.
Okay, Facebooks and Twitters and stuff. Okay, let's see. Facebook. I said, it's that time again, podcast night. Questions, please. And Gavin Allman says, it's been so fucking hot over the last few days here. 31 degrees Celsius in the middle of the night. It's a lot for us Brits. I don't know what that means because I am dumb and American and I can't convert.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, give us some Fahrenheit. What is that, like a million? I don't know.
Yeah,
how the
hot.
Fuck can I cool down? He says, how the fuck can I cool down? That's his question.
And go, Kyle.
For me, the first thing I do is open a window, and that usually doesn't work because if it's that oppressively hot in here, then it's probably pretty oppressively hot outside.
Yeah.
Then I turn on a fan, and if that doesn't work, off come the pants.
Yep.
And if that doesn't work, off comes the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I have not gotten to the point where I've gotten completely naked yet. There's something about like getting completely naked and sitting in a chair or on a couch that just feels so gross. Yeah, like even if I just took a shower and I know I'm clean, there's just something so gross about my naked ass on upholstery or just, I don't know. It's so gross. People like that shit though. Like people are like, I'm more comfortable naked than any other way. If I didn't have to wear clothes, I never would, man. I'd sit on park benches and with my naked smelly ass. Dude, I'd ride the bus naked. I'd rub my crack all up and down those poles that people hold on to, man. I just love being naked.
Oh, my God.
Ah, not me, man. I don't want to get my naked body near anything.
Yeah.
So I haven't gotten to that point yet. But, yeah, it's off with the pants and then off with the shirt. In that order, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. But that's what I do to keep cool, and it usually doesn't even work. Like if I've gotten that far, it's so hot that even just sitting there in my boxer shorts, I'm usually just pouring sweat down my face.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Let nature take its course. Biologically.
Just die of heat stroke.
No. Sweat it out, man. Sweat will cool you. How do you sweat?
Well, I mean, sweat will kind of cool you. It kind of depends. It's just oppressively hot, sweat isn't going to cool you. It's just going to make you sweaty and gross. I mean, it might cool you a little bit, but not to the extent where you feel better.
You need some kind of breeze, yeah.
Well, yeah, because that's how it works. I mean, that's I forget the terminology, but basically the heat, you know, is transferred to the water and then transferred out into the air.
Yes. But I say, take your shirt off, dance, get sweaty, cool down, maybe run a little bit.
You want to cool down and you're suggesting he go for a run or dance?
Yeah.
Orion, have you ever been warm?
Yes. Just sweat it out, man.
Here's what I suggest you do. Put on a sweater, order a giant industrial microwave, get inside, have a friend turn it on, and just die. because once you're dead, they will bury you deep in the cool ground and you'll feel better.
Yeah. Just don't be a pussy, man. Take it. Sweat it out.
Okay.
Or
Orion's advice is I have none.
Take a cold shower.
Yeah, that the problem with cold showers is I whenever it's super hot and I have to take a shower or I want to take a shower or whatever, I get in there and I'm intent on taking a cold shower. I'm like, I am fucking sweating my ass off. I am taking a cold shower. It's going to feel so good. Mm-hmm. And I get in the shower. I'm standing there. I'm about to turn the water on and I can't do it. I never can. I turn like the cold water on first and it's like coming out of the faucet, you know, and it's hitting my feet. And I'm like, no,
burr.
No. And then I turn it up, and for some reason, it still feels way better to take a hot shower.
Even though it's so hot out.
Yeah, I don't know why. I guess it's because it's like a cleaning hot. Like it's hot, but it's wet, and I'm getting clean. I don't feel greasy and nasty. That's really the worst part of being hot. If I felt clean the whole time I was sweating my ass off, it wouldn't be so bad.
I've grown out of that. I used to do that.
I've grown. Kyle, I used to be like you, but then I stopped being such a pussy faggot. And I take cold showers all the time. Sometimes I do it just to prove that I'm a man. Ever since I started taking cold showers, my balls have increased in size exponentially with every passing day. And but at this point, I actually have had to have them surgically removed. And I've had to have rare earth magnets installed that I can just stick them up in there when I need them, like for when I'm impregnating my fiance.
But
most of the time I leave them in a suitcase.
But you get in, I'm doing this, I'm taking a cold shower, and you're like, you know, it's pouring all over you, and you're like, no, cold pussy, I'm such a pussy. So you turn it hot, and then you get out, and you're wet, you know, obviously, and you dry off, but you're still wet, and you never get dry because you're sweating, and it's the worst feeling ever. It's like you sweat more because you took a hot shower, and you're never dry. You're like, I just dried myself, and you're wet like everywhere in your ass. Your hair's always wet; it just doesn't dry because you're sweating profusely. And so I've learned to discipline myself.
Okay,
become a man and take a cold shower.
Uh huh.
Yes, ice cold. I love it.
That, well, at least that's kind of advice rather than how do I cool down?
Yeah.
Don't. Don't ever.
Yeah.
So that's the Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter time?
Twitter.
I'm Kilo says, he asked if we watched Babylon 5, if we've ever watched Babylon 5. I never have.
I thought Star Trek was a little gay.
I liked Star Trek The Next Generation. I thought Deep Space Nine and Voyager were a little bit much for me.
Yeah.
And so Babylon 5, I vaguely remember it existing.
That's way too far out there.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
So I actually told him no. He asked that earlier in the week and he said, oh, I had follow-up questions, but no.
It's almost like Babylon 5 like goes too far out in making all of their... how do I say this? Like there's humans and there's aliens, you know, and they all have different tweaks, you know, how they look.
Yeah.
But they go all out with the weird shit. Like it's just too weird.
I
couldn't get into it.
You apparently know more about it than I do. Like I think I can vaguely picture a ship I remember seeing related to Babylon 5 and that's
it. I used to watch a few. Yeah.
So you did watch Babylon 5.
but didn't enjoy it.
Oh.
It was on. I wasn't really paying attention.
You were sitting around in the middle of the summer with the heat cranked, taking a cold shower, watching Babylon 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, I was like on the internet while it was on, and I kind of peeked over and was sort of paying attention.
I sort of peeked over and sort of enjoyed every minute of it. But
No. Hated it. No.
Well, anyway, then he says, email address for the unborn? Mail them stuff they can't read for years? Super cool or no one cares?
Oh, that is the stupidest fucking thing.
I mean...
It's like Facebooks for unborn children. Yeah.
It kind of... Like, if you were going to do that, it kind of makes more sense to me to, like, keep a weird little journal.
Yeah.
Where you, like, write... I mean, I guess if the idea is that anybody can email it, maybe keep a little folder and have people send your stupid baby and letters and stuff.
Yeah.
But like, if you have friends and family that want to send letters to your stupid drooling piece of shit, especially if it's not even a stupid drooling piece of shit yet, and it's still in your womb, then like kill them and kill yourself and just end it all because you're horrible people because you think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But if you were going to do that, like I think physical stuff would be better because then you can hand them this package later on and be like, it's kind of like a scrapbook or whatever. Like, see how all these faggots loved you when you were not a thing yet?
Yeah.
Whereas with an email address, it could just stop working. Like, this was my GeoCities email address or whatever that I had for you, baby. But then, oops, you know. And it kind of reminds me of like digital distribution in a way. Like people kind of have this argument about like is some people will say that physical media is going out. You know, like depending on who you're talking about, they'll be like, in 5 minutes, there will no longer be CDs or DVDs or videotapes of any kind. Yeah. Nothing will ever exist on physical media. We'll all be downloading it from the cloud. And those people are idiots and they're wrong. But it is sort of heading in that direction.
Yeah.
But like, there's a weird eagerness for it to head in that direction that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I get that to a certain extent, digital distribution is more convenient. Like, it doesn't take up shelf space, which I have never given a shit about. I like having, like, DVD cases, and I really liked VHS boxes, and I like keeping the boxes for all my cartridge-based video games and that stuff. I like having that stuff on a shelf. It's like a less intellectual version of a bookshelf full of books.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. But then there are people who are like, I don't like having things. So, like, I imagine they live in these sparse white apartments with, like, glass furniture, and there's like a TV, and that's all they've got.
Yeah.
But that's one of the arguments for being more convenient is that you don't have to have all this stuff. Another one is that potentially if it is cloud based or some kind of subscription based thing, like if something goes wrong with your computer or whatever, you can re-download it at a later date because it's kind of stored in your user profile that you have bought this thing.
Yeah.
So like if it somehow fucks up, like if you scratch a CD, you're not going to get another one. You have to buy another one.
Yeah.
But if you somehow fuck up your digital file or lose it, you can just download another one because they know you bought it. And it's, you don't have to go anywhere to get it. You just sit down on your stupid fat ass and download it.
Basically.
So I understand all of that, but like the weird eagerness for it, like, why are you so excited? Like, oh, these fucking DVDs have been chafing my ass for so many years. My God, ever since I came out of the womb, I was like, when are we going to stop having physical things? I can't wait to plug my head into a computer and never move again. God damn it, if I didn't have to eat physical food, you know, fucking SpaghettiOs, why can't we download SpaghettiOs, you know? I just want to plug a USB cable into the back of my throat and just choke down some bits.
Digital nutrients.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like, why an email address? Why not just have people write nice things about your baby?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
So there's that.
Okay.
Then I'm Kilo says, inspired by stories like, and then linked to this thing, which I am now clicking on because I forgot what it was. Facebook wants your unborn child. It's an article on techcrunch.com, and it's about you are now able to, you know how you can say that different Facebook members are members of your family? Like if your dad is on Facebook, you can put in that your dad is this guy, and then it like gives a little link, says this is your dad, and there's a little link to his page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that with your unborn baby now. Apparently, Jesus. You can put in your unborn child.
Oh, God.
So I mean, that's dumb, but so.
Yeah.
I haven't read the article, so maybe there's something more sinister to it, but like, it doesn't seem like it could possibly be like, we're farming information about your children.
Yeah.
Because 10 years down the line, we're going to try to send them coupon books or something, you know?
Yeah.
What could it possibly be? Like Facebook.
Facebook is the new Census Bureau.
The Facebook Holocaust is coming, yeah. And your unborn baby is going to be the first in the pile of dead things.
Yeah.
Apparently, too many parents were creating illegal fake profiles for their yet unhatching. Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Oh.
People were making, because you have to be over 13 to have a Facebook page. So people were making Facebook pages for their babies, mm-hmm. and it's illegal.
Mm.
Not really illegal, just against the terms of service or whatever.
Yeah.
So I still don't see how this is a thing. Like, yeah. Who gives a shit about you? Who gives a shit that you were making stupid fake pages? Like, John has a Facebook page for his cat.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
And his cat is not over 13.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. Then Dan Bambi says, I just finished watching the Neon Genesis series. Did you bother with the movies afterwards? Also, are you guys still into Minecraft? For his first question, you've never watched any of that.
No,
have you?
I didn't.
We talked a little bit about it in the past. Like I talked to Paul about it, Pichu, yep. when he was on.
Went Neon right
Genesis,
yep.
Evangelion.
Yeah,
it's an anime series. It's kind of crazy, but I own all of it and watched all of it and enjoyed most of it. I have seen, there are actually more than two movies now, but there were two main movies and I have only seen one of them. One of them, I forget what it's called. The other one is The End of Evangelion. The one that I don't remember what it's called, from what I understand, is mainly a summary,
mm-hmm.
like a retelling of the series. So if you hadn't watched the series, you could watch the first movie and then the second movie and kind of get it. That's how I understand it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I have watched the second movie and I would recommend it because it contains a completely different ending from the series. And in my opinion, a better ending, or at least a more interesting ending. More satisfying ending. And it's just kind of, it's pretty cool. It's not like, it's not worth watching if you're into the series. But then there are also these new movies that are coming out now that are kind of like almost a reboot of the series in movie form. I think two of them are out right now and those are interesting too. So if you really were into it, I would watch those as well. But yeah, so one out of the four movies I would say is probably not a big deal. You could probably skip it. Are you guys still into Minecraft?
Yes.
I still play. I don't play nearly as often as I did. And a lot of times I have the same problem in Minecraft that I have everywhere else in life. Like I start creating something
mm-hmm.
and it takes too long.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm not interested in creating it anymore. Like I posted pictures of this mushroom house I was building a long time ago and it's still not done because I lose interest. Every once in a while, I go back to it and do a little bit more to it,
mm-hmm.
but I just lose interest. At one point, I was going to build this giant hotel building.
Yeah,
I have since torn it all down.
Yeah,
and
shit.
Lately, I've been building an underground base, and I've been building these storerooms, just a series of rooms with chests all along the walls. And my plan is to have a different chest for each kind of material and fill them all up.
Hmm, interesting.
And I built this crazy underground tower kind of thing that goes all the way to the bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took grass, like dirt blocks, grow grass on them if they're adjacent to another dirt block with grass on it. And the light levels are high enough. This is getting real nerdy for anybody who doesn't play Minecraft. Like people are probably tuning me out. But if I wanted grass in the bottom of this underground tower thing,
mm-hmm.
and there's no good way to do that. So what I had to do was create this weird spiral of dirt blocks that went all the way from the surface down to the bottom.
Jesus.
And I had to make sure they were all adequately lit and the grass slowly transfers from one block to another all the way down this shaft. So now I have this big room at the bottom of this big tower in the ground with grass all over the place. And I'm currently working on expanding that. Like I want to have this stupid underground area that's kind of like outdoors with trees and stuff, but it's underground.
That's kind of cool.
Cause I'm crazy.
I opened up Minecraft the other day and what I was doing last was I cleared out a mountain, like hollowed it out
uh-huh.
and it took forever, man. Like you think, okay, you go to the top. And you just clear everything out till you bust through and you're looking outside and then you fill that up. But man, you really gotta think your shit through because you can't, I guess you can just start from the top and hollow it out and keep going down and down. But to climb up. I had to make certain stairways, you know, to climb up to the mountain. Because if I went outside, I'd probably die because there's fucking... But so I have this... I log in and I'm immediately looking into this gigantic, open, hollowed out mountain that I want to make something in, like some kind of fortress or, you know, fort, house, whatever. And it was overwhelming and I freaked out and closed it. I'm like, God damn it. Because I want to start a new world because this fucking world I'm in is the snow world. You know, I'm in the winter area and I can't escape it. I've tried. I traveled fucking like how many days went by and I camped out and just, like 4 hours. I just ventured out in one direction and I built like poles with torches on them to mark where I was coming from so I wouldn't get lost. And ventured way out and it was all snow area. I'm like, where's the fucking, like I'm going to the end of the earth here and it's snow everywhere. And the snow areas, unlike, you know, just normal grassy foresty areas, have just mountains, just really steep fucking mountain after mountain after mountain after mountain. And you can easily just lose a step and fucking fall and you lose tons of life. It's annoying. So I'm thinking about just starting over, but I've done so much and collected so much. I can't do it. It's like getting an abortion 9 months, you know.
I've considered starting over too because I've considered like starting a new world because like new updates come out. And like one of the new updates, it's kind of inconsequential, but one of the new updates was that now there is tall grass. Like there's separate little blocks or sprites or whatever that are grass that are growing out of the blocks.
Uh-huh.
And but they only appear in newly generated areas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so in my current world, in order to find any of it, I had to go venturing way out to some place I'd never been before. So it would generate a new area.
Yeah.
And I can, if, because of things like that, new features, I've considered starting a new world, but I just can't bring myself to do it. Like, I have like 14 diamond right now, and it's like all I've ever found. And diamond is like the rarest thing to find, and I just can't bear, and there are other things, but I just can't bear to like start all over, lose all this iron and stuff that I have.
Yeah.
There are new things. There's a big update coming, update 1.8. Version 1.8. I don't know exactly when it's coming, but it's the next update.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some crazy new things coming.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read about this stuff?
No, you've been telling me.
They're going to be NPC villages, like non-player character villages. So there will be other characters and little towns that'll just randomly pop up.
You can stumble upon,
And there's no real mention of what that's going to entail so far. Like what's going to be there, just buildings and characters is all we know. There's a new enemy type that they're calling the Endermen, and they're these tall, thin, black characters, just pitch black with white eyes. And if you look directly at them, they stare at you. Most of the time, they just ignore you. But if you look directly at them, they stare at you until you look away, and then they run at you really fast and try to kill you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they also can move blocks, but there's no real details on what that is going to entail either. Like, will they just go around like wrecking your shit, or what are they going to do?
Not cool.
That'll piss me off if they like they're tearing down my buildings and stuff.
That would piss me off because it's such a time consuming game. Yeah, if something fucks up your house that you put all this time into, you get very angry.
Yeah.
Oh, so angry.
And they're going to be giant mushrooms. I have no idea what the point of that is. If it's just to look cool. I've seen screenshots of what they look like. They don't look cool so far, but maybe they'll look different. And there's going to be experience. I don't know how that's going to change things. Like if you get more experience, do you mine things faster? Or does your health dwindle slower?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you take less damage? I don't know, but there will be experience.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, so there's some big updates coming. And I think that will... To a certain extent, I think that the new update, they're calling it the adventure update. I think that will make some people feel better about playing the game because certain people have complained that, you know, there's no real goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just go out and you mine shit and you build shit and you just do it till you're bored.
Yep.
but I guess there are going to be more goal-ish things like like bosses maybe. There are new dungeons and things.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing specifically has been mentioned about bosses, but there are new types of dungeons that will potentially contain like special treasures and bosses or things like that. So
it'll
give you something to sort of work towards or, you know, a goal.
Yeah.
And that's the Facebook and the Twitter.
Cool. And for anybody that hasn't tried Minecraft, definitely try it, because even fucking kids play this shit. Aldi has played it and enjoyed it, though she...
Even kids, like Aldi.
Yeah, like even girls can do this, you know?
Right.
And enjoy it. It's fun. It's an adventure.
And girls are only half a person.
Yeah.
Facebook and Twitter is brought to you by Miss Nick's Inflatable Sex Dungeon. Choosy doms, choose Miss Nick.
We did get a voicemail last week that I forgot about. So I guess I'll play that, because I always feel bad when I forget a voicemail.
Hey, guys, you were talking about sending in the mix CDs and whatnot. Well, how about a Spotify playlist sharing over, like, Facebook or something? You could call it, you know, just make a playlist called InChat, whatever, and you could share it with you guys, and that way you guys could see it. And not only that, but it might end up in some promotion for people who don't normally listen to InChat.
Okay, I know nothing about Spotify. Obviously, when I mentioned Spotify last week, this is what I was talking about, and I had totally forgotten where I heard it. I don't know anything about Spotify. I have no idea how it works. From the way he talked about it, from the brief almost description he gave of it, it sounds like it could work.
Yeah,
for like
cool.
What you were talking about, like you wanted people to send you mix CDs, but it is pretty much the same deal.
Yeah,
you
that would
put
work.
Up yeah. playlists and share
I'd
playlists
feel bad
and stuff.
If, yeah, people had to pay for postage shit.
Nah, I don't really. So. It's not really my intention to make you feel bad. It's just a little funny to me. But
yeah.
But yeah, you could share, you know, musical tastes and stuff. And then it's not like they just give you a list. There's a playlist that you can actually hear these things that they're
That's
talking
awesome.
About, I think. And like, if it could be connected to the Facebook, that would be kind of cool. It could just like show up on the Facebook.
That'd be cool.
But I don't know anything about Spotify. If you I'm leaving that up to you, Orion.
All right.
Since
I'm
the whole thing was kind of sort of your idea.
I'm down. I'm going to check it out and get things going. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's free.
And that was the voicemail.
All right.
Voicemails are brought to you by John Cassane Savings and Loan. Proudly serving Puerto Ricans for over 50 days.
All right, I want to do a little forum responding, mm-hmm. and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
let's see. Last week, I was talking about this video my dad sent me called Spirit Science 6, The Flower of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was skeptical. It was kind of about this pattern of circles and how they're kind of like, they hold the keys to the mysteries of the universe. And I was skeptical about the whole thing, but Dan Bambi posted a kind of a diagram that sort of laid it all out and made it make sense. And I stand corrected, so check that out. what else going on in the forums? John K. says, gay blood, I hate gays. Gays are gay. I hate gays.
To sum it up.
Yep. Gavin says, what did he say here? Skipping down through the things that I don't care about that he said. He said he watched 500 Days of Summer last week because he likes watching movies he knows he won't like because he loves to complain. Have you seen 500 Days of Summer?
No.
I thought it was okay. I feel like I'd been told that it was really good, and so I expected it to be really good.
That's what I've heard.
And it wasn't really good, but it was okay. I don't think it was bad enough that I would have gotten off on complaining about it. But, you know, if you can do that, that is a skill. And so
yeah, it is.
that's good. He also says that the most terrifying thing about the video of the lady reading to kids was the way she was reading it, and that fear of gaze mm-hmm. is a hangover of religious dogma. Most of the industrialized world has grown out of it by now. Just America and some second world Arab nations left, really. I don't know that that's entirely true. I mean, I think that that's a huge component of it. But
definitely.
I also think that there is some kind of weird, just cultural, maybe it is a hangover from that, but there is sort of a weird cultural, just generic anti-gay vibe. Like,
it's just icky. It's like, different and I fear it.
I guarantee you there are atheists who are still like fucking gays, fucking faggots, always fagging it up. Miss Nick says that Stevie B, her new penis, he should be the mascot for our show. Stevie B, we'll put him on the front page so nobody can ever see our website at work.
Yeah.
She says he said he was up to episode 8, not that he loved episode 8.
Yeah.
So that means he started from the beginning. Was that your idea, Miss Nick? Because I don't know if I would have suggested that.
No.
Has he heard any recent episodes? I mean, if he's listening from the beginning and he's liking it so far, that's great, because hopefully that means he'll like it more as time goes on. But those early episodes, like, they're cringeworthy.
Yeah.
So
that's going to take so long to catch up. Jesus.
Congratulations on making it to episode 8. I might have given up by now if I was you.
Jesus. Horrible.
Glad to have a new listener, especially one that is an anthropomorphic cartoon penis.
Stevie B.
Miss Nick also said, Jesus, excuse my throat. Miss Nick also said, she didn't say that. She said, wow, I'm a dickish drunk. Sorry if I upset anyone. And I don't know what she means, like what she could have possibly said in her voicemails that she thought was going to upset anyone. Like, yeah. Is she afraid we have a lot of chav listeners or something? Or bats? I've been walking for ages. Like, we have a lot of people who just love to walk and won't appreciate that.
She's crazy. I don't get it.
Yeah. Paul can't be friends with you anymore because you hate Matt and Kim so much.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm sorry.
I feel like there was something in here that I meant to respond to, and now I've forgotten what it was. But I'm not seeing it now, so I guess I'm full of shit. Yeah.
Nothing. All right.
I think that's it. So that's it for the old four. Well, I mean, Paul and Dave do talked about how they dressed up as Groucho and Harpo Marx for Halloween around 1993. And how Dave mentioned that, it was Paul that mentioned that he doesn't really give a shit about Looney Tunes so much anymore, but he still loves Groucho Marx stuff. I haven't seen a lot of Marx Brothers stuff. But that stuff falls into basically the same category for me. Like, check it out. I have a mustache and I like cigars. Aha.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hilarious because I act slightly strange around other people. Aha. My name is Groucho Marx. I don't know.
I
don't give a shit. It's like the same thing as the Three Stooges to me. Like, there are people, usually man's man kind of guys, who are like, the Three Stooges is the pinnacle of human comedy.
Yep.
Like, they poked each other in the eyes and made funny noises. That's not really that. Like, that's just stupid is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's all I hear when I see, boink, you fucking idiot. Like, that's all it is to me.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of idiots yelling at each other. So I, that doesn't do anything for me.
It was funny in the Three Stooges when they took hammers to each other's faces. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think, would be kind of funny if they did like a remake of the Three Stooges, but all the violence was very real. So like they take a hammer to each other's faces and basically kill each other, but not quite because they have to survive it to keep the movie going.
Yep.
But then, like, one of them goes to the hospital because they've been beaten in the face with a hammer.
Bleeding out.
My face is mangled. And then, like, the other two are, like, fighting with each other and nearly kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, smash their faces through a hospital window. Now this one's in a hospital bed. Wacky antics.
Jesus.
Blood
everywhere. There'd be an episode a year. Yeah.
Directed by Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that could be good.
Well, yeah.
Stooges my new favorite thing. So that's basically it for the forums.
Forum Chat is brought to you by Half Left Bank. Fuck you. Save money. Half Left Bank.
And the only other thing I really wanted to mention today was that I put up a new video on the YouTube.
Yes.
It's a video of Aldi giving birth. Yep. I flew to the future on the wings of an angel and took some video of Aldi giving birth to Aldi and Orion's baby, and it is now on YouTube.
Yes, check it out.
I believe the video is titled So Many Babies, and it's been posted to the Facebook.
So many,
it's the internet sensation sweeping the nation.
Yep.
All of them.
Ooh.
And that's it.
That should do it.
So as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And Facebook's and Twitter's, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. And forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And you can donate. Send us all your monies. Mm-hmm. We're totally worth it because we're adorable men.
Mm-hmm. especially when it's so hot out and we're all sweating.
Don't make me hang out in that Dunkin' Donuts parking lot to pay the bills. Just send me money.
Yeah.
Because I am adorable. And that's it.
That should do it.
So what will we do?
Check you next week, guys. Thanks for listening, as always.
Word.